Welcome to the Summary Podcast, presented by Suncoast Venture Studio. The Summary takes dense, complex topics and breaks them down into engaging, approachable conversations for everyone involved in building something extraordinary on the Suncoast. Join us on our journey as we explore a constantly shifting landscape of insights, ideas, and fascinating tidbits. Let's get started.
Welcome back to the Summary, a Suncoast Venture Studio podcast today. We're taking a deep dive into the Sarasota Memorial Health System. Oh. I'm excited to really explore its history, the impact it's had on the community, some of the incredible programs it offers, and what's on the horizon.
It's a fascinating story. SMH has truly evolved over the years, becoming a cornerstone of the region. And what's remarkable is how it stayed true to its community roots while pushing the boundaries of healthcare innovation.
Okay, let's rewind the clock, paint a picture for us. How did this all begin?
Imagine Sarasota in 1925, a much smaller town with limited access to quality healthcare. The community recognized this need, and SMH was born out of their collective determination. It was a true grassroots effort, driven by the desire to create a healthier future for themselves and generations to come.
That's incredible. Starting from a community's vision. Mm-hmm. And growing into a healthcare powerhouse we see today. But we're talking about a 901-bed facility, two campuses, a whole network of urgent care centers, outpatient labs, physician offices. How do we get from a community initiative to that kind of scale?
It's a story of constant growth and adaptation. From the beginning, SMH was committed to meeting the evolving needs of the community. They strategically added wings, towers, and specialized centers, always anticipating what the people would need next.
It's almost like they were building a healthcare ecosystem, piece by piece, in response to the community's growth and changing needs.
Exactly. They were laying the foundation for a comprehensive healthcare system, ensuring that residents had access to a wide range of services without having to travel outside the county. Take, for instance, their decision to open a dedicated open-heart surgery center in 1983. This was a significant step, showing their commitment to bringing advanced specialized care directly to the community.
And what was the impact of that decision? Did it change the way people viewed SMH?
Absolutely. It positioned them as a regional leader in healthcare, attracting patients from surrounding areas who, before then, had to travel further for these specialized procedures. This move not only elevated the level of care available locally, but also contributed to the economic growth of the region.
It's fascinating how a single strategic decision can ripple outward, benefiting both the community's health and its economy. It speaks to the interconnectedness of healthcare with so many other aspects of our lives.
You're right. And that focus on community well-being is evident in their designation as a level 2 trauma center, the only one in Sarasota County.
For our listeners who might not be familiar with trauma center levels, could you explain what that means and why it's so important?
Of course. A level 2 trauma center is equipped and staffed to handle a wide range of critical injuries 24 hours a day. It means having specialized surgeons, nurses, and equipment ready at all times to respond to life-threatening emergencies. Having this level of care available locally provides residents with the assurance that, in a crisis, they can receive immediate specialized care without having to be transported to a larger city, which can be crucial in time-sensitive situations.
That peace of mind is invaluable, knowing that you have access to that level of expertise right in your community. It's like having a safety net, especially in a region that's prone to hurricanes and other natural disasters.
Precisely. And beyond trauma care, SMH also serves as a crucial safety net in other vital areas.
Right. They're the sole provider of maternity services and newborn intensive care in the county, as well as the only provider for pediatric services.
Their commitment to caring for all ages is really impressive. They've also recognized the growing need for mental health services, becoming the only hospital in Sarasota County to provide inpatient psychiatric care for all ages, from children to seniors. This commitment to addressing mental health needs alongside physical health speaks volumes about their holistic approach to healthcare.
It's a recognition that mental and physical well-being are interconnected and equally deserving of attention and care. And on top of all that, they have this incredible program called the Community Specialty Clinic.
The Community Specialty Clinic has been a beacon of hope for 30 years, providing free life-saving care to uninsured and underinsured patients. It's a testament to their unwavering commitment to equitable healthcare access, ensuring that everyone, regardless of their financial situation, has access to quality care.
It's a truly remarkable initiative. And it speaks to their core values. It's not just about providing healthcare. It's about providing it to everyone who needs it.
Absolutely. And this dedication to serving the whole community is evident in their specialized programs and services as well. Take, for instance, the Brian D. Jellison Cancer Institute, which has gained national recognition for its personalized approach to cancer care.
Yes, the Jellison Institute is really impressive. It offers a comprehensive range of services, from advanced diagnostics and treatments to holistic therapies and support programs like the Thrive Program, which focuses on the person's overall well-being.
The Thrive Program recognizes that fighting cancer is a multifaceted battle. It's not just about the medical treatment, but also about the emotional, mental, and social impact the disease has on individuals and their families. They provide counseling, support groups, and even holistic therapies like acupuncture and massage therapy.
It sounds like they're going above and beyond to create a supportive and healing environment for patients and their loved ones. It's about treating the whole person, not just the illness. And speaking of going above and beyond, they've been steadily expanding the Jellison Institute, right?
Yes. They're committed to staying at the forefront of cancer care. They opened the Radiation Oncology Center in 2020, followed by the Oncology and Surgical Tower in 2021. And their vision extends even further with the upcoming Outpatient Cancer Pavilion set to open in 2025.
It seems like they're constantly investing in the future of cancer care. What can we expect from this new pavilion?
It's designed to be a state-of-the-art facility that will bring together the latest technology and treatments under one roof. It will house advanced imaging equipment, expanded treatment areas, and dedicated spaces for research and clinical trials. It's all part of their mission to ensure that patients in the region have access to the very best cancer care without having to travel far from home.
That's an incredible level of commitment.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see what they'll achieve with this new facility.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Jellison Institute will continue to be a beacon of hope for cancer patients and their families in the years to come. And speaking of hope, another major development that's generating a lot of buzz is the Cornell Behavioral Health Pavilion, which opened its doors in 2023.
The Cornell Behavioral Health Pavilion is a testament to SMH's recognition of the growing need for comprehensive mental health services. It offers a wide range of programs, from intensive outpatient programs to inpatient care, all tailored to different age groups, from children to seniors.
It's a beautiful facility, too, designed to create a calming and welcoming environment for people seeking mental health treatment. It feels more like a retreat than a hospital.
And speaking of creating healing environments, their rehabilitation services are also worth mentioning. U.S. News and World Report rank them among the nation's best, and for good reason.
They recently expanded their inpatient rehab facility with the support of the Sarasota Memorial Healthcare Foundation, increasing their capacity to 60 private rooms. It's more than just a space for physical therapy. It's designed to help patients regain their independence and confidence after a serious illness or injury.
Can you give us a glimpse inside the facility? What makes it so special? Well, they've incorporated some incredibly thoughtful features. They have a simulated apartment and even a grocery store to help patients relearn daily living skills in a safe and supportive environment. They focus not only on physical recovery, but also on the emotional and psychological aspects of rehabilitation.
It's remarkable how they've considered every detail.
Yeah.
To create an environment that fosters healing and empowers patients on their road to recovery. It speaks to their commitment to patient-centered care.
And the Sarasota Memorial Healthcare Foundation plays a vital role in making this kind of innovation possible.
Let's talk about the foundation. They seem to be a driving force behind many of SMH's advancements.
The Sarasota Memorial Healthcare Foundation, or SMHF, is all about philanthropy. They raise funds to ensure that SMH can continue providing world-class care, investing in cutting-edge technology, facility expansions, and innovative programs that benefit the entire community.
They had a remarkably successful campaign called Leading with Care.
Oh.
Tell us about that and the impacts it had.
Leading with Care was a testament to the community's belief in SMH's mission. They raised nearly $94 million, exceeding their initial goal of $75 million. This funding was instrumental in establishing the Brian D. Jellison Cancer Institute. The Brian and Sheila Jellison Family Foundation made an extraordinary donation of $25 million, and Susan Millman gave an incredible $16 million to support the new outpatient cancer pavilion.
These are truly transformative gifts that will have a lasting impact on the lives of countless people in the region. It's inspiring to see individuals stepping up to make such a difference. It shows the power of philanthropy and its ability to shape the future of healthcare in our communities. And it's not just about the big donations. The SMHF also supports continuing education and certifications for staff, mm-hmm. ensuring that everyone at SMH is at the forefront of healthcare advancements. Before we dive into the financial picture and future plans, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more on the Sarasota Memorial Health System.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge? Or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Ventures Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio, we're your innovation partner. Whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond, we have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's turn your challenge or opportunity into a thriving venture. Whether you're a corporate leader, a university researcher, or a government innovator, we're here to listen, partner, and make it happen. Visit suncoast.studio to contact us today.
We're back, continuing our deep dive into the Sarasota Memorial Health System. We've covered a lot of ground, from its humble beginnings to its impressive expansion and specialized services. Now let's shift gears and delve into the financial side of things.
Right.
I'm curious to learn how a healthcare system of this scale operates financially.
That's a great question. And it's where SMH's unique structure comes into play. As a publicly owned hospital, their financial model differs significantly from private institutions. Their focus isn't solely on profit margins. It's on serving the community.
So how does that translate into their financial performance? What do their numbers look like?
Well, in 2023, SMH had an operating revenue of $1.66 billion. That's a substantial figure. But what's even more noteworthy is that they dedicated a significant portion of that revenue, a staggering $284 million, to mission services and community programs.
$284 million is a massive investment in community health. Can you break down what that figure encompasses?
Certainly. It includes traditional charity care, covering the cost of medical services for those who can't afford them. It also accounts for bad debt, which is unpaid bills from patients who are unable to pay. They even factor in losses from Medicare and Medicaid, government programs that often reimburse hospitals at lower rates than the actual cost of care.
So they're essentially absorbing those costs to ensure that everyone has access to health care, regardless of their ability to pay. That's a powerful commitment.
It is, and it goes beyond just financial assistance. Mm. They also factor in the cost of providing round-the-clock specialized care for trauma, emergency, and hospitalized patients. This includes the highly skilled professionals and sophisticated equipment required to handle complex cases. Additionally, they cover the operational costs of their clinics and community programs, like the community specialty clinic we discussed earlier, which provides free care to uninsured and underinsured patients.
It sounds like they've woven this commitment to community well-being into the very fabric of their financial model. It's not just a side project. It's an integral part of their operations.
Exactly. It's a reflection of their core values.
Yeah.
And their belief that healthcare is a right, not a privilege. Now, while they're deeply rooted in their commitment to the community, they're also forward-thinking and constantly evolving.
That brings us to the exciting part, the future of SMH. What's on the horizon for this dynamic healthcare system?
They're currently developing the Kolschowski Research and Education Institute, a hub for medical breakthroughs and clinical training. It's scheduled to open in 2025 and promises to be a game changer for healthcare in the region.
That sounds intriguing. What will make this institute so transformative?
Picture a place where cutting-edge research meets hands-on training. It will house state-of-the-art simulation centers where healthcare professionals can hone their skills in a safe and controlled environment, practicing complex procedures and testing new technologies. This immersive training experience will help them stay at the forefront of their fields, ultimately leading to better patient care.
It's like creating a breeding ground for medical innovation, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in healthcare.
Precisely. They'll be conducting clinical trials, exploring new treatment options, and collaborating with leading researchers to develop groundbreaking solutions for some of the most challenging health issues. And this commitment to the future extends beyond research and education. They're also focused on expanding their reach in South Sarasota County.
Right. I've heard about their expansion plans in Venice and Northport. Can you tell us more about that?
They're responding to the growing healthcare needs of a rapidly expanding population in South Sarasota County. They recently expanded SMH Venice, and they have plans for new medical campuses in Northport. This expansion ensures that residents in these areas have convenient access to high-quality care without having to travel long distances.
It's about bringing healthcare closer to home, making it more accessible and convenient for everyone.
Exactly. And they're not just building more hospitals. They're creating comprehensive healthcare hubs that will offer a wide range of services, from primary care and specialty clinics to diagnostic imaging and outpatient surgery. It's a holistic approach to meeting the diverse healthcare needs of the community.
So we've seen their historical commitment to the community, their financial stability, and their ambitious plans for the future. But I'm curious about how a large and complex organization like SMH is governed. Who's at the helm steering this ship?
Here's where SMH stands out again. They're governed by the Sarasota County Public Hospital Board, composed of 9 unpaid citizens elected by local voters.
So it's truly a community-driven healthcare system. These board members are entrusted with making decisions that impact the health and well-being of their fellow citizens. What are their key responsibilities?
The board sets the strategic direction for SMH, making decisions about everything, from major expansions and new service offerings to financial investments and quality improvement initiatives. They're also responsible for approving the annual budget, ensuring that resources are allocated effectively to meet the community's needs.
It's a significant responsibility, and it's impressive that they're willing to serve in this capacity without compensation. It speaks to their dedication to the community. And how do they ensure transparency in their decision-making process?
That's another unique aspect of SMH's governance. The board operates in a completely transparent manner. All their meetings and budget discussions are open to the public, allowing residents to witness the decision-making process firsthand and provide input. This open-door policy fosters trust and accountability, making SMH truly accountable to the community it serves.
It's refreshing to see this level of transparency in such a large organization. It really empowers the community to have a voice in their healthcare system. Now, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We've explored SMH's history, its contributions, its programs, its finances, and its plans for the future. What stands out to you as the most remarkable aspect of this healthcare system?
For me, it's their unwavering commitment to the community. It's woven into every aspect of their operations, from their humble beginnings to their ambitious plans for the future, whether they're expanding access to care, pioneering new treatments, or providing essential services. It all comes back to serving the needs of the people. And that's what makes SMH such a powerful force for good in the region. It's not just a healthcare provider. It's a community partner working hand in hand with residents to create a healthier and more vibrant future for everyone.
You've captured it perfectly. It's that deep-rooted dedication to the community that sets SMH apart. They've created a model for what a community-focused healthcare system can achieve. And it's inspiring to see their impact on the lives of so many people. It's been an enlightening journey exploring the inner workings of the Sarasota Memorial Health System. Their story is a testament to the power of community collaboration and a shared vision for a healthier future. As we wrap up, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the broader implications of SMH's success. What lessons can other healthcare systems, or even other communities, take away from their model?
SMH's story offers valuable insights for anyone looking to create positive change, whether in healthcare or other sectors. It highlights the importance of staying true to your core values, being responsive to the needs of your community, and embracing innovation as a means to achieve your mission.
Their commitment to transparency and accountability is also incredibly impressive. They've created a system where the community has a real voice in shaping the healthcare they receive.
That's a crucial element of their success. They've built trust by being open about their decision-making processes, their financial operations, and their plans for the future. This transparency has fostered a strong sense of ownership and engagement within the community.
It's a reminder that healthcare is not just a service to be delivered. It's a collaborative effort that requires the active participation of everyone involved.
You're absolutely right.
SMH's dedication to engaging the community in their journey is something that other healthcare systems could learn from.
Absolutely. They've shown that involving the community in decision-making processes leads to better outcomes, increased trust, and a shared sense of purpose.
It's a model that could be applied in so many other areas, from education to urban planning, to environmental conservation.
For sure.
It's about empowering people to take ownership of the issues that matter most to them and working together to create solutions.
I completely agree.
Their model also highlights the importance of investing in the future. They're not content with simply maintaining the status quo. They're constantly looking for ways to improve, to innovate, and to expand their impact.
Right.
Their commitment to research and education exemplified by the Kolchowski Research and Education Institute, is a testament to their forward-thinking approach. They're not just focused on treating illnesses today. They're investing in finding cures and developing new treatments for tomorrow.
That's a great point.
That long-term vision is crucial for any organization, but especially for one that's responsible for the health and well-being of an entire community. They understand that the healthcare landscape is constantly evolving, and they're determined to stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And by expanding their reach into South Sarasota County, they're demonstrating their commitment to ensuring equitable access to healthcare for all residents.
You're right.
Their expansion plans are driven by a deep understanding of the community's needs and a desire to bring healthcare closer to home for everyone. It's about making it easier for people to receive the care they need, when and where they need it.
Absolutely.
It's been an inspiring journey, delving into the world of the Sarasota Memorial Health System. They've shown us what's possible when a healthcare system is truly rooted in its community, dedicated to serving its people, and committed to building a healthier future for everyone.
Couldn't agree more.
Their story is a beacon of hope and a reminder that we can all make a difference in our communities by embracing the values of collaboration, innovation, and compassion. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the Sarasota Memorial Health System. It's been a pleasure exploring their story with you. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of this remarkable institution and its impact on the community it serves.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep making a difference.